Imagine a screen bigger than your TV, a sound system better than your speakers, butter on your fingers that homemade popcorn just can't compete with. After a year and a half of delayed releases and state-mandated closures, this reporter is seriously ready for a night at the movies. A new release is The Many Saints of Newark, a Sopranos story. Full disclosure, Warner Brothers set me up with an advanced screening and invited me to interview some of the actors. The film is a prequel to The Sopranos, the wildly successful HBO series that ran from 1999 to 2007. Another disclosure, I've never seen The Sopranos, so I figured I'd better talk to a fan first.
My name is Brendan Kaplan. I'm a junior and my major is radio, television, and film. I knew it was an acclaimed show. It was one of those shows like The Wire that people talked about. It's like, this is the greatest of all time. And so I watched the pilot episode and thought it was fantastic. These aren't necessarily protagonists. They're killing people. They're hurting other families. They are not doing things that are generally admirable, but they are protagonists. And it's something that's since been copied in tons of TV shows. The one that's most notable that I can think about is like Breaking Bad.
So are you aware that there is a prequel coming out?
Yes, I'm excited for it.
Good.
For sure. It stars James Gandolfini's son Michael Gandolfini as Tony Soprano. From the trailer, they look exactly the same. It's like in Straight Outta Compton when they put O'Shea Jackson in for Ice Cube because he's his son. And they looked nearly identical and made those performances really, really riveting. The rest of the cast is insane. It's insanely good. You have Ray Liotta, who's been in every big mob movie. He was in like Goodfellas. This isn't a mob movie. He was just in Marriage Story as the lawyer. But he's a brilliant actor. You have Vera Farmiga. She also is Oscar nominated. She's done a lot of like indie films. Incredibly talented. You have Leslie Odom Jr., Hamilton, Aaron Burr, John Bernthal, who is Shane in The Walking Dead. Another great actor. Just an incredibly stacked cast.
Most of the film's major characters, like Tony Soprano, are younger versions of those portrayed in the original series. Some, like Tony's Uncle Dickie, were alluded to but not fleshed out. But a few, like Harold McBrayer, were created for the film decades after the show premiered. Leslie Odom Jr., who won an Oscar nod for his performance in One Night in Miami, plays the employee-turned-rival of the Soprano family.
So you, perhaps more than the other characters, really embodied this new element that the movie brought in that the original series didn't touch on. I was just wondering what your connection was with the series and what it felt like to step into that world.
Thanks for your question. I came in, I think my experience would have been something akin to the actors in the original series, in that they were just trying to get better from season to season, week to week, getting these original David Chase scripts and saying these words for the first time. That was my experience. I didn't come in as a fan of the show per se. I'm a card-carrying member of the fan club now, but I knew it was an amazing opportunity to get to add on to the mythology, expand this world, to be a part of that in any way. I knew that there was a rabid fan base and a thoughtful fan base, a smart, thinking crowd of people that loved this show. So I just wanted to hopefully offer a character that was as psychologically rich and interesting as they've grown accustomed to from David.
Playing in a theater near you October 1st. Or if a trip to the movies isn't for you, streaming on HBO Max through October 31st. For WNUR News, I'm Sarah Kedora.